Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Houston.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you being here. Good day, good practice. Guys did a nice job, and we're getting ready for the Texans, which present unique challenges. And their defense is playing at a super high level. And their offense ran the ball and did a nice job with the play action stuff and the quick game. And obviously a great young quarterback. And Nico Collins doing a great job. And they're going to present a challenge for us. But really more than anything, we got to focus on us and how we play and play our best football. And that's what we're really working on. What questions you have?
John, Lamar wasn't out at practice today. Any determination on him for Sunday's game?
We just kind of take it day by day through the week. You'll see the injury reports. It's really all those guys. I mean, we could sit here and you could ask me about every single guy, and it's a fairly long list. You know, who's got time for that? So you'll see who practices and who didn't, and, you know, we'll be working our way through the week with guys. You'll see guys back tomorrow. You'll see guys back Friday. See guys back Sunday, you know. We'll get as many guys back as we can, but we're also preparing for not having some guys back, and that's what we'll prepare for, and we'll be ready to go and play our best game of the year.
John, do you think Lamar, was it one particular play?
No, I really don't have any information on that, and I really don't think it matters. You know, it's not really what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the team and getting ready to practice, and Lamar's working, you know, he's doing a great job. I talked to him yesterday for a long time. He's in here all day today working and in the meetings and different things like that. So, it's just kind of what we do.
John, how valuable was it to have someone like Cooper Rush, who started quite a few games over the last few years?
Yeah.
Lamar came.
Yeah, I do. I think it's very valuable. And, you know, Cooper practiced today. He was a quarterback. And Tyler practiced today also. And I thought everybody did a really good job today. You know, so, but to your point, I mean, Cooper's experienced. He's been in these situations before, as is Tyler. And he's up to speed. He's been with us all the way back to the beginning. He's been in every practice, every meeting, you know, he knows the offense, and he'll be ready to go.
Similarly with Tyler, how much is that, obviously that familiarity, and then, yeah, he has a little bit of a different skill set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the valuable thing. I mean, you know, he does have familiarity with the offense and he's very comfortable with it already because he's been in it. And then, you know, the different things he brings to the table just obviously as a player is valuable.
Yeah,
definitely. Where he's getting closer. Will he be ready this week or not? We'll see. But we're measuring that stuff, and I practiced today. So I would say the answer to that is yes.
Coach, what about the prospects of Tyler and maybe even Keaton Mitchell being up with the numbers game come Sunday?
Yeah, those are Tyler Huntley. Well, Tyler Huntley, yeah, if Lamar's down, Tyler will be up. As far as Keaton, yeah, there's a chance of that as well.
How did Emory Jones look in his first kind of?
Yeah, you know, I can't wait to see the tape. He, you know, we had controlled reps, I would say. You know, he was in there in the team periods, but not all of them. He's an individual. I watched him. Can't wait to see how he looked. But I thought he looked good. He looked healthy. He looked strong. Looked like he's been training. And, you know, first day. Back into football for quite a while for him, but you know, I thought he looked good.
John, obviously you're ramping him up, and it's going to be a ways. But is still the plan is to see him at tackle first?
No, I don't know if we have a plan right now. I think right now the plan is to look at him. You know, look at him at guard, look at him at tackle, and just see where we're at before we can start deciding that to see what he looks like.
Is it almost like kind of the start of the summer with a rookie? I mean, he's obviously in an unusual situation that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just different than it would be if he'd been here the whole time. So you're starting, but it's going to go fast. You know, he's going to be in there and he's working hard. He's been in every meeting. I mean, it's not like he has just showed up today. He's been in every meeting. He knows all the calls. He's been working, you know, with the trainers, you know, as far as technique and things like that. But so he's up to speed as far as what to do. Do I need to? No, I don't need to. No, sure I have, you know. But I'm sure all of us have. You know, we all have.
All
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
John, one guy in the injury report you have been asked about Wiggins. Is he in that week-to-week or range, too?
Why don't we just wait and see tomorrow, and you'll know more then. Okay. How about that?
John, one guy I think we forgot to ask you about is the special teamer that you got early in the season went on IR.
Yeah, I think he's still on IR, right? Yeah, he came in kind of with an injury, so we're trying to get him healthy. Should be back soon, though. Looking pretty good moving around, so that'd be great to get him back.
Okay. John, just to be clear with Lamar, I know you grouped him with all the injuries, but you would say day-to-day with him?
How about I just don't say anything? Okay. That's what I would do. I just
don't want to take anything out of him.
Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone, and we'll just – I mean, yeah, the injury – thank you. The injury report will be out at 4:00. Great.
John, how much of a challenge is it, I guess, for the coaching staff to put together a game plan that makes sense with as many kind of moving parts as you guys have right now?
Well, I mean, it's a challenge for sure, but it's a challenge to put it together every week. I mean, it's a challenge to put it together when you have, you know, a totally healthy 53. It's always a challenge. I think coaches do a great job. We have really good game planners. I really love the process that the guys go through, and we're going to have a really good game plan. You know, now let's go out and execute it. And let's do our best to win this very important game, as you pointed out. Right? Great.
Are we good?
Thanks. All right.